His death on the cross, my dear friend, was obedience. Please get that into our minds. It was obedience. Man's wicked action was a demonstration of his disobedience. But Jesus, according to the overarching plan of redemption, was obedient even unto death, the Bible says. Because what use would a perfect righteousness be, my friend, if you still have one sin that remains unpardoned? God won't let you in. God won't accept you. You see the dilemma. If we are to know anything of Christianity, of this message of Jesus fulfilling the law and the prophets, then you must understand the cross. What the cross means. Which necessitates a right view of sin, that before God, every sin is an eternal offense to a holy God. Do we understand that? Do we understand if we were managed to live 69 years and we didn't have even original sin, which we all do, and we're born holy and perfect in this world and we live 69 years, we live to the 364th day and we had never sinned, and then we sinned. And then we died. One sin takes us to hell. People say that's wrong. That's unjust. That's not fair. That's not how we live. Why is this the case? Because it is a sin against an eternal nature which carries an eternal sentence and an eternal punishment. It is of an eternal offense to him. One sin cannot remain unforgiven, unpardoned, even if the righteousness is there to cover. We must be pardoned. We must be forgiven. I want to tell you this morning, and I want you to listen carefully to this last part of the message. This is the message of the cross. Do not misunderstand me about what I'm about to say. The message of the cross is not this. It is not look at how he suffers and feel sorry for him. Please understand this. The message of the cross is not look at the blood that he sheds and the pain and the suffering and the agony. And look at the injustice of man, and you should weep and cry and have pity for him. No, I tell you this, someone who's not even a Christian could look at someone who is being executed, and it's unjust, and it's not right, and they're suffering, and they would cry a river of tears for such a person, but it means nothing if you've not understood why. And if all we've done is looked at the cross, and we may have trembled, and we may have wept, and we may have had pity in our heart, and we said how he suffered, and how he bled, and how he died, and how that can move some people. And preachers preach like this, and it's wrong. It's wrong. They preach like it. They preach to the emotions. They preach to make people weep, and they never preach that penal aspect. It's not about just how he suffered. It's part of it, without any doubt. It's about why. It's about why. And when you gaze at the cross, it's why, you know, physical images of Christ being crucified are not called for today. Because all that's going to do is to animate a physical sensation. And God is speaking to the heart and saying to you, why must he die? Because God punishes sin on his son. And that, my friend, is what faith looks to. That's what it looks to. That's what it believes. The message of the cross is look and see God punishing sin on his son. And Jesus says, I've come to fulfill the law. I've come to lay down my life because the law condemns you. But I've come to save you.